How significant is it that he came from a Jewish background? Because of the of those stories that you tell, the major stories that you tell in the book, the Jewishness is a common theme across a few of them.
I think it's very important. I think it was ingrained in people like Larry and Brian and other people we talk about in the books, people like the lawyer David Jacobs. It was kind of ingrained into them by their family that they had to be successful. They're not only dealing with the stigma of being homosexual, but they're also dealing with rampant anti-Semitism, which was occurring in Britain throughout the 30s, 40s and 50s when these guys were growing up and starting to, you know, carve a life of their own. So they're stigmatized already, and it's kind of driven in them by their families. And they all come from very close families, very close-knit families, very supportive families. But it's driven into them that they have to succeed. They have to rise above this kind of prejudice, this ingrained prejudice, and be better than that.
The other thing that and I think you link this into the Jewishness of some of the managers as well, is this: the name changes that often took place. You mentioned Tommy Steele. You know, who of us knew about the singing sailor called Tom Hicks? Not a lot of us, but that is who Tommy Steele, that is who became Tommy Steele.
Well, that's right. And you look at Billy Fury was Ronald Wycherley and you know, Reg Patterson, I can't even remember Reg Patterson's other name, but he had a name before that, but it became Marty Wild. Larry was convinced that you couldn't be a star if you were called Joe Bloggs, and you had to have a name. And he liked to give his artists these names that had a kind of element of danger with Wild and Fury and whatever, but also had something that was quite comfortable and approachable, like Marty or like Billy. So it was kind of a double-edged thing. On one hand, they were approachable and cuddly, and the younger girls would go for him or go for them. And on the other hand, they had this kind of harder edge that maybe the Teddy Boys and the Tough Nuts would be more attracted to.
And in fact, it's one of the arguments you make in the book that the essential market here was the young teenage girl market, and that these men would know what the young teenage girl would find attractive in a young man, in a young teenager, early 20s man.
Well, I think that's undeniable. If you are a gay man, you do look at people with a very different eye. And yes, I mean, if you fancy, if you as a gay man fancy a young man, there's a chances are that girls will fancy him as well, you know? I mean, that's a horrible stereotype, but you get the drift of what I'm talking about.